7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Yeah, okay. There's a bunny rabbit right here. Hello, I am 2 meters from a little bunny. Hi, I'm not after you. I'm going this way. Oh my goodness, I didn't even see him. Okay, the current time is 1 o'clock. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Where'd that bun go? There he is. Hi, Mr. Hoppity Hop. We've got a bun. Boy, I just walked into the trees, and there's just a bun right there. He just right next to me. I've never been that. Well, I've been closer, but regardless. Okay, here's what you need to know. Okay, I'm down. The current time, 1930, blah, blah, blah. Hi, my name is Tobe. You are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. And once again, I am down in the creek. Except, I'm not in any of the regular parts of the creek. I'm up at the log jam. I'm at the point of the creek where it goes into the culvert, and the culvert goes under the golf course. And I wanted to come down here specifically today to look for golf balls, because I was thinking, oh, it's Sunday. Lots of people will be golfing, which is true. There's lots of people out there. And I was hoping that this meant that lots of people have also lost golf balls. And immediately, well, here's one. Here's a white TaylorMade. Don't want it. But I'm going to pick it up so I can put it in the hollow tree over here. Now, what's that up there? Is that a green golf ball? No, that's just a green piece of paper. All right, so, here at the log jam, there's a white golf ball in the mud over there. Here at the log jam, balls get lost. This is the first thing you can miss hit off the first tee. Where we usually play in the creek, that's the second tee. Oh, there's another bun. Oh, is that the same bun? Hi, Mr. Bun. So, rabbits are following me around, which is cool. But I'm not actually finding any golf balls, other than these two white ones. Come on, what's going on here? We've had some beautiful weather. Did suddenly everybody get good at golf? Oh no, there's something in the water right there. Looks like it's been here a while. It looks like ball in. And it rolls right to my feet. It's a Nitro number one, white. Okay, let's take these two golf balls. We're going to go over here to the hollow tree. See if there's any golf balls in there right now. Oh yes, there's two or three. So I'm going to put these two golf balls on top. And now I'm going to turn my attention to this ball in the mud right here. It's a red ball. It's very muddy. And now I need a stick. This stick is forked. Oh, no, but I broke the fork off trying to trim it. That doesn't matter. We're gonna get down here like this. Oh, yeah, it's a red Titleist. And I can sort of knock it up onto the bank. Ball in. That landed behind me somewhere. People are golfing today. And they are golfing poorly. I just came too early. All right, I gotta sort of knock this golf ball further along to a place where I can grab it. Come on, buddy. Get up here. Okay, we've almost got ourselves a very muddy red Titleist. It's trying to escape me. It's still trying to escape me. Got a lot of effort for a red golf ball. But I want it. Ugh. Okay, can I grab it from here? Ugh. No, I can't quite reach. I gotta get down on my hands and knees. Oh, got it. All right, we've got ourselves a red Titleist. Oh, there's something in the water over here. Okay. I'm gonna look around for that ball that came in. Where did that ball go? That went ka-clonk, and then it hit over here somewhere. I don't see it. Okay. Now we need to investigate this ball in the water. Oh, where was that? Where is that bad boy? Oh, there it is. That is inaccessible. Okay, yeah, we've got a ball, but it is in the water at a sharp drop off. It's on the bottom, and I cannot tell what it is. It's either an orange or a red. But we need something that grabs to get it. Just a regular old stick is not going to do us any good here. Oh, I think we have to let this one go. Because there's just no way. Unless, how safe is it to stand here? Not very. Can I knock it downstream? Wow, it's not a red. It's like, I think it's an orange. Oh no, I'm knocking it further into the water. No, no, no. I think it's an orange. It's laying on the bottom of the creek bed. And I'm, now I've lost it. Lost it in the dark mud. It's under here somewhere. And I think it's just an orange. I think I'm still hitting it. I'm going to give up, though. Because that's going to be quite the task. All right. Let's move a little bit further upstream. Looking around. Golf carts are going by up on the golf course. The air is thick with allergens. Man, my eye was so itchy this morning. I had itchy eyes, itchy ears, itchy nose. It was a very itchy morning. Okay, so I've come down as far as we can go, as far downstream as we can go. I have found no other golf balls. I'm still carrying the stick and the red Titleist, as I remember, suddenly, that I've got a paper towel in my pocket. Yeah. And with this paper towel, I am going to sort of wipe off my fingers. And I'm going to wipe off the golf ball so I can put it in my pocket. Now, I'm standing here, and I'm looking across the creek. And, I'm looking into the creek in the sweet spot. The other golf ball finding zone. There's somebody right above me, walking along the sidewalk. They are loud. And I just realized something. We might be able to cross the creek to get over there. Because there are logs in the creek. This golf ball's not getting any cleaner. I'm just gonna wrap it up. Now there's just mud everywhere. I'm just gonna wrap it up in this paper towel and put the whole damn thing in my pocket. There are two logs in the creek. What's that I see red in the water? Is that a thing? No. There's two logs in the creek, and if we hop onto the first log, the logs do not traverse the creek. What's that over there? Who's that above me? Is there a dude above me? What's going on? I don't know, I don't see anybody. The logs are running long ways in the creek, but it's sort of a V-shape and they hit each other, and I could walk down this log. Yeah, we're going for it. Okay, I hear a woodpecker. I have jumped up onto one of the logs in the creek. I'm now walking back downstream, but at an angle on the log. And this is the rotten part. Is this going to support me? We're going to find out. Ooh, what's in the water right there? Oh, no, not a golf ball. And as we get to the end of this log now, oh, this is going to be tricky. Ooh, this is going to be tricky. I kind of need to turn. Ooh, is there a... There's a ball right here. Right here where the logs come together. I can just reach down into the water and grab it. It's a red Callaway number two. Okay, let's wash this off real good. I'm kneeling on the log. I'm at the intersection of logs. And I'm going to take the other red out of my pocket. And I'm going to wash it off. Oh god, it's muddy. It's so muddy. The water is very cold. All the mud. It's not coming off of the tie list. But, there we go. It's getting better. And I think I can safely put it in my pocket now. Even though it is slightly damp. Okay, into the pocket it goes. And now, can I grab onto this tree that's above me? Will this support me? I'm facing the wrong way. I need to step onto this next log just like that. Okay. Now I need to get both feet on the log. Is that a green golf ball up there? Or is that just a green bottle cap? Oh, both feet are on the second log. Now I'm walking back upstream on the second log. That's a green bottle cap. We have a blue ball pit ball. And, there's a soccer ball. There's a... Damn it. Right up against the... This log is moving. There's a white ball at my feet. Right up against the bank. Just out of reach. In a bunch of sticks, there's a red and white soccer ball, golf ball. It's white with red spots, and I'd like to have that. I like those. I have a bunch. Am I going to be able to get it? I don't think so. Ooh, I wish it was right here instead. Let me grab this stick. I'm still standing on the end of the log. I'm a damn lumberjack these days. Okay, I got a big fat stick. Ugh. I'm just making it worse. Okay, I'm putting the stick down. And we're gonna return to plan A, which is to now jump onto the bank from the log. Can I step on that root? Yes. Ooh. And I'm across. Okay. I'm on the bank. I can look down and I can see that damn red and white soccer ball. There's a bush right here, otherwise I'd try to lay down on the ground and try to grab it. Again, we need a grabby type of tool. All right, we know it's there. We know it's there. Let's get over here. All right. We're in the T1 hole zone. This is the next golf ball zone in the creek. And this area is parallel to the first hole. I can see the pin right there. Hey, who's that looking at me? Is that a squirrel? Hey, squirrely. You look so nice. All right, and this area loves to catch golf balls. So I'm scanning. I'm looking at the ground. There's something right under these leaves. It's just a bottle cap. It's all very leafy. All the leaves from last autumn are still on the ground, probably covering up lots of golf balls. Probably golf balls from last year, but golf balls nonetheless. As I walk my favorite search pattern, here's a white. Oh, what is it? It's a Bridgestone number one. What does that sound, squirrel? Okay. Keep looking, Tub. Do I feel like throwing this golf ball back up onto the golf course? Maybe I do. But first we gotta search over here. Oh, a big stick fell out of a tree, so we need to walk around it. What's over here? What do we got? What do we got? Come on, come on. Can't stop thinking about that soccer ball that's over there. And I'm looking in the water. There's a red Solo cup at the bottom of the creek that looked like a golf ball there for a minute. Oh, come on. Where's all the green golf balls? Where's all the purples? Where's the blues? Where's the exotics? Give me an exotic golf ball. There's something strange in the water. Plastic ball of some kind. Another ball pit ball or two. And, yeah. Huh. Where's all my damn golf balls? Well, I've got two reds. What am I complaining about? I got two reds and I'm carrying this white golf ball. Hey, somebody's been down here looking for golf balls. Because the last time I was down here, I put a bunch of white golf balls in the crack of that broken tree and they're gone. So I'm going to put that white golf ball in there. Because that means somebody's now going to be looking in there for golf balls. And I want them to have the golf balls that I do not want. Yes, take all the white golf balls you'd like. I have too many of them as it is. I'm only going for the candy-colored golf balls. Alright, I'm walking upstream here, just kind of scanning. About to walk by the giant tree. There's a big old cottonwood down here. This bad boy right here. That's a big tree. Alright, scan this side. Wow, I'm surprised there's not more golf balls down here. I'm vaguely disappointed. Oh, there's another white one right there. A Nike. Looking around in the little ground cover. Little golf balls love to hide in these little plants because they're just big enough to hide the golf balls. But I don't see any. Okay. Something smells like candy. Am I smelling flowers? Candy-flavored flowers? Speaking of candy-flavored flowers, or speaking of eating flowers in general, long-time listeners of the Dubious Goals Committee are familiar with my fascination for flowers that smell like candy, and I'm always talking about how I want to make candy that is, you know, flowers-flavored. Well, I've been recently drinking a flower-flavored agua fresca. Hibiscus, to be exact. I kind of like it. And I'm thinking, maybe I need to make hibiscus candy. Do I even know what hibiscus flowers look like? I don't think I do. But apparently somebody thought they were good enough that we should make them into a drink. And after tasting the drink, I had to agree. Alright, I'm kind of walking upstream. I'm walking the return path of how we normally get back here. I'm walking the creek backwards today. Walking along the creek. The big question is, can we get back up to the surface? Is the creek passable up here? Don't know. We're gonna find out, I guess. I can't really see from here anyway. Alright, well, I have a feeling that today is going to be muddy shoes day. That's cool. Got my crappy shoes on. Alright, now, how am I gonna navigate this little bit? Oh, we can just duck under here and then go over here. This will be fine. And this is where we saw that turkey the other day. I'm gonna check to make sure he's not here. Is there any turkeys over here? Bucka, bucka, bucka. Actually, they sort of say pui, pui, pui. Hey, what was that? What was that running through the creek bed? Was that a... It looked like... Maybe it was like a little mouse dude. Where did that guy go? It looked like there was a little dude. Okay, climb over the stick. Now we get down onto the loam. This is where I saw some little dude running around. I thought I saw a mouse or something. Okay, can we traverse the mud flat? Yeah, I think so. Gotta be slow. We gotta be methodical. Hey, look at this. There's a perfect fox print in the mud right here. Wow. I can't follow them though. Yeah, they go over here. Oh, we got some duck prints. We got some mati prints. We got some soft, gloppy mud. Oh, but it's not too bad. And now we gotta sort of step over the water. Mud, mud, mud. It's very slippery. Here's mati tracks running across the mud. Here's a tennis ball. This creek collects a lot of balls and sports memorabilia. Okay, I managed to get to a rock, but now we got to step over more water. That's going to be squishy right there. But, oh, we got no choice. There's a lot of blue jay feathers right here and a lot of mati tracks. This was a bad idea. It's mushy. Well, it's not the worst idea. I've been in worse mud. Okay. And now, if I can just make it to that rock. There we go. And we can jump up onto the bank. Ooh. I'm up. I'm up on the bank. My shoes are kind of muddy, but that's fine. And now we cross this little ravine. Check for turkeys up there. I don't see any. Oh, my shoes are very slippery now.
And I can't get back up. Here we go. Yeah.
All right. I'm up. And we are... Basically, we're at the normal entry point. This is where we normally come down when we're playing in the creek. So I'm going to look up for owls real quick. Don't immediately see any. Look down for golf balls. There's a white one right here. Let's take a look, see what it is. Oh, there's a beak in the water. Sweet. Okay, we've got ourselves a Dunlop number one. We're just gonna drop it. Flutumpsh. And I can see, is it a yellow and orange or is it a yellow and red? There's a white ball up there further. Let's get down in there. We need to get down into the creek because there's something I want. Ha ha ha. Okay, so we go down this little slope. We turn around and boom. We're down in the creek bed. As the wind picks up a little bit, am I going to need the stick? I don't think so. Now we just walk across the mud flat here. Yep, there's two white golf balls over here as well. How's this mud? Can I stand on this mud? Yes. And what am I pulling out of the water? Ooh, it's muddy, but it's good. It's a Srixon number four. Oh, red and yellow. Bicolor Garuf Baru. Nice. So let's wash it off. More blue jay feathers over here. Well, all these golf balls are going to need a good cleaning. All right. What a glorious day for golf balls we're actually having. We've got two reds and a yellow and red. Beauty. Love the exotics. Love the exotic golf balls. We're going to leave the white ones in behind and we're going to... I'm looking at the water and I don't see any more golf balls. There's a lot of leaves in there though. And I would take a stick and start stirring it up to see if there's golf balls under the leaves, but that's how you make mud clouds and that's how you lose golf balls. Alright, I've hopped over the picnic table. I'm walking upstream in the mud. There's people footprints down here. Here's another white golf ball. I'm just gonna kick it, make sure it's not anything special. Oh, it is something special. It's not a white golf ball. We gotta grab it because I've only got one other one of these. This is one of those weird vice balls that's speckled. It's not muddy. Well, it is. But it looks weird because it looks like it's been splattered with paint. And in this ball's case, we're talking about orange and blue paint. Just little splatters. I have another ball like this one, but it's not, it's a different splatter pattern. Okay, we're having a good golf ball day now. I'm gonna continue walking upstream in the mud. I'm about to get mired. And we're just starting to run out of time, aren't we? My shoes are heavy. Covered in mud. Looking up onto the far bank. I don't see anything. Sun is kind of at a bad angle, but you've been listening to the Dubious Golf Ball Retrieval Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. And this is the end.
This is the end of the line for me.
The end of the line.
The end of the line, yes.
All right. Not good. Almost fell. Okay. Let's get out of here. I just realized I have a long walk back to my car.
because I parked clear on the other end of the creek.